From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, November 5th. Coming up, the pandemic, a fire, and a cyber attack exposed the fault lines in the nation's meat supply. So some ranchers have decided to build their own beef processing plant. We'll hear from the ranchers behind this project in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Republican U.S. Representative Rodney Davis currently sits alone in the new 15th Congressional District. Bradley University political science professor Megan Remmel says State House Democrats may have done that by design to entice Davis to stay in Congress rather than mount a run for governor. But Remmel says Davis's next move may hinge on which district hard right Congresswoman Mary Miller decides to run in.
Davis's district is now much more Republican, which if he weren't facing another Republican in the primary is fine for him because then he's going to win the general election. But if you put a Mary Miller in that district, it might make things a little more contentious for him and a little bumpier to survive a primary.
Miller is mapped into the new 12th congressional district against U.S. Representative Mike Bost, but her home lies near the 15th. Davis says he's waiting until the governor signs the new maps into law before announcing his plans. COVID-19 forced leaders to reevaluate and utilize technology in new ways. That's especially true in education. Peter Medlin reports on a new tool school districts use to help their educators improve and get students back on track.
Mark Kleisner is encouraging school districts to use federal funding for micro-credentials. He's the president of the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. Micro-credentials are graduate-level professional development, but Kleisner says they're deeper than most professional development, but much cheaper and shorter than a master's degree. It's not just for teachers either. There are micro-credentials for school staff like bus drivers and paraprofessionals.
I am really hopeful that it could be used in this kind of certification realm, particularly bridging from paraprofessionals to full-blown teachers.
Kleisner says there are hundreds of topics to choose from, including remote teaching and English as a second language. He says they've also partnered with St. Francis University to allow educators to get college credit. And because they're cheaper, he says some districts can offer educators stipends to help pay for the programs. I'm Peter Medlin.
Renovations could be coming to Champaign County's satellite jail in Urbana. The county's jail facilities committee voted Wednesday to make improvements on the jail as they prepare to close the county's aging downtown jail due to safety concerns and staff shortages. Committee members say the renovation will improve the healthcare, programming, and education areas of the jail. Committee member Chris Storr says better infrastructure will improve the lives of inmates who he says benefit from a number of programs at the facility.
Mental health, GED, and religious programs help them considerably.
Committee members say these renovations are part of a long-term plan to improve the facility. The plan still needs final Champaign County Board approval. Public health officials reported 103 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, the most daily cases since mid-September. The number of active cases rose to 466, up by more than 100 over the last week. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 37 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, near the lowest number since late July. 14 of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, we'll hear from ranchers who are starting their own beef processing plant in response to rising costs from large processors in the industry. That story from Harvest Public Media is next on 217 Today. IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org. For stories you can't find anywhere else in central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Ranchers in Nebraska want to rebel against the big four meat companies by building their own beef processing plant. They see a chance at a transformation for themselves, for the industry, and for the faltering economy of the western part of that state. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert has more.
Plans to remake the Nebraska beef industry hatched in Hanoi, Vietnam, 2 years ago. Rancher Rusty Kemp was on a trade trip with Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts. He'd been grumbling about the meat industry when, as Kemp recalls it, the governor turned to him and said,
"Well, let's figure out how we fix this. Get after it."
Back in western Nebraska, Kemp thought about how single events, like fires and cyber attacks, had halted huge amounts of the country's meat supply. Trey Wasserberger, another Western Nebraska rancher, had also been feeling the system's vulnerabilities, especially through the pandemic.
We lost a third of our income overnight. I watched a third of my equity leave in a matter of a week.
The system didn't feel fair. All that risk and effort to get a steer ready for slaughter, and then having to accept whatever price a processor offers.
So we have 5 years invested in just within our family. In the last 48 hours, we give it away.
It wasn't always this way. When Wasserberger's wife's grandfather was in business,
there was 13 packers in Omaha. There was just that many in Denver, so he'd go either direction. 40 years later, I deal with one, and sometimes he doesn't pick up the phone.
President Biden has released plans to crack down on that consolidation. Just 4 companies control 80% of the nation's beef.
From pasture to plate, we are JBS.
At National Beef, we're driven to deliver.
Learn more at Cargill.com.
You think of Tyson Foods.
Those problems have made the ranchers, along with former executives from Cargill, one of the big 4 meat packers, say, dang it, we're going to build our own plant and give farmers and ranchers more options to sell their livestock. The team plans to build a new plant called Sustainable Beef and process 1,500 cattle a day, just a quarter of what Tyson goes through at a nearby plant. The vision isn't intended to replace the companies, and the idea for an alternative isn't new. Plenty of ranchers have gotten frustrated and tried to rally. Here's Wasserberger again.
I don't know how many times I've had producers call me and say, hey, we're building a bagging plant. I've probably been a part of 4 or 5 groups.
But things are falling into place for this project. And a big part of that is thanks to Gary Pearson, who heads up the North Platte Chamber of Commerce. In part, it's an effort to get back to a prosperity that North Platte has been losing for generations. Union Pacific built the world's largest rail yard there. That was in 1948. Before that, the city was known for being the home of Buffalo Bill Cody and his Wild West show. At one point, it was the 4th largest town in Nebraska. Today, it's 9th. So Pearson and other city officials leapt at the chance to host the plant. It promises nearly 900 well-paid jobs. Before, Pearson says the community seemed to have a gloomy attitude about its future.
I think it would be just the opposite now. They're kind of on fire with excitement and energy and a lot of positivity that I don't think has been around North Platte for a long, long time.
But some residents see the project as a threat to North Platte's culture. They're leery of the odor that comes with so much cattle. And Pearson says some opposition comes from a predominantly white community uncomfortable with the immigrants and refugees who tend to fill jobs at meatpacking plants.
You can tell what they're thinking, but they won't say it out loud. You can't control people's internal prejudices.
The plant will face financial challenges as well, in raising $325 million for the new facility and then operating as a scaled-down processor. But the backers still want to bet on making North Platte into a rancher-friendly cattle boomtown. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 53 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Tim Shelley, Peter Medlin, Mona Alrazak, and Elizabeth Rembert. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.